From KALW in San Francisco, I'm Ben Trefney with a regional news update. The public and private jockeying to be California's next attorney general is intensifying, as Governor Gavin Newsom says he's close to deciding who he'll name to the coveted job. Newsom spoke yesterday about that job, which will open if current Attorney General Javier Becerra wins confirmation as President Joe Biden's Health and Human Services Secretary. U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is backing Congressman Adam Schiff for the job, according to a person close to Newsom who spoke to one of her allies. Other candidates under consideration include Sacramento Mayor Daryl Steinberg and State Assemblyman Rob Bonta. Representative Jackie Speier helped introduce a bill today to the House of Representatives. It aims to protect whistleblowers working for agencies receiving COVID-19 relief funds. The COVID-19 Whistleblower Protection Act was co-introduced by Speier's fellow Democrats, Representative Jamie Raskin of Maryland and Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts. It would explicitly prohibit reprisal against whistleblowers who disclose misuse or mismanagement of COVID-19 relief funds. That includes frontline workers and government contractors. The bill would also create a legal framework in which the U.S. Department of Labor could investigate whistleblower retaliation claims. The bill was co-sponsored by 20 other House members and 14 senators, including Representative Marc Desaulniers of Walnut Creek and Senator Dianne Feinstein. It was also endorsed by the American Civil Liberties Union. And the U.S. Drought Monitor says the powerful storm that drenched much of California last week eased drought conditions in some parts of the state. Monitor data published today shows the central coast from Monterey Bay south to Ventura was reduced from moderate drought to the lesser condition of abnormally dry. A swath northeastward across the Central Valley and into the Sierra Nevada was reduced from severe to moderate drought, but overall, nearly 86% of the state remains in some level of drought. That's down from more than 95% in the previous week's report. Please check out KALW.org, where we curate the day's top international, national, and regional stories about the Bay Area, and we also share the news at Twitter and Facebook. For KALW News, I'm Ben Trefney.